Okay, so holding on some of the days and the days. We're going to do Rashi's over here. Rashi is B'nai Pirki, a little more than halfway down the page. So the Mor starts off with saying that the Rabbah said that the Teyolim are the B'nai Pirki. The Mishnah said Teyolim are B'chiv Oina every single night. Tamidim Shaharav Motzi Lehem B'Iron. So they live in the city where the Rebbe is. Mishan and Pirkum, they learn their limudim by day. Uvalonim bebeisim, they spend their nights at home. So Bayis says back that they can't be a chiyuv b'chol laila, because in regards to them, we have the following thought: Ma'adchibohen bishulam nemer lebali umnius. Because of the many pirki, the psukim tell the people which instead of spending their time working. Learning. They spend the time working. It's what you're doing compared to this is not equal. It's not as valuable. You get up the melechus rishus, doing it for the purpose of work, not the mitzvah. Lachmam be'etzev, and they sit the oichel lachmam atzavim. They eat bread of worry. The Baruch Hashem compared to what you're getting, the person who's a Yedid Hashem will get he'll get sleep. What does it mean? The one who's medaded, which he pushes away sleep for the purpose of a mitzvah. What does that mean? It's the wives of Tzvi Chachamim Shemenadad Lo Shino. Mamtina says Balei, and they pushed off to sleep because they have to wait for their husbands. Shehein Bebeis Rabban, they're still sitting in the by the Rebbe. Bishan and Pirkum, they're learning. So they stay up late at night learning, and the wives have to wait. Alma Bishash Shino, in the time when people are normally sleeping, Oida Bebeis Rabban, they're still at the Rebbe's house. Vata Marta, and you, Rava, Sabai says, Rava, you're saying yes and panai. Laina b'chol leila, they have time for aina. They don't get back till very, very late. So, who would it apply to? The Mora says, it's somebody like Rishmul Barshilas, Melamitinoikis Hoya, he taught children. Misparnas Meham, and they would give him support, because they would give him food and drink. Kedamrina v'narish in his pasuk. Well, the chalav pistaka de malka above, and the king's messenger, ein shliach melech pras, the king of the messenger of the king of Malaporas, erba albesoi lishaloi avodis hamelech. He's not being called to the service of the king. In their minds, this person is not of wealth that he needs to be called to do any work, etc. So his support is he has all the support. He's home. He doesn't have any pressure from the taxes, etc. He's available to his wife on a more regular basis. Then the Mor said that Robin said, "Mefanki de Marova." Bnei Eretz Yisrael, there was people in Eretz Yisrael who nogim b'Michael and Mishta that they were indulge food and drink. The kachem riim or balikayach l'tash mishta. So they're not starved. They have a lot of food, so they're healthy people, and they're able to have be available for tashmish. The Mora says a story. Ravo was he was in the bathhouse being supported by his two avadim, and Ifkas Bebani. So the floor caved in. So Rashi explains, what do you mean the floor? So where they built them, that they were on a raised platform. Therefore, all of the water which is washing off of them, they pour over them water, would wash down below and then wash away. So that floor rotted out and it caved in. So as he fell down, he had to climb out. So askinu helas avodim biyodo achas. He climbed up this amud with one hand, and the other hand he was schlepping along these two avodim. So where it says, "Me'achad the hachi shabakarach ato." If you're such a strong person, you can. So he said, "What did you do avodim for?" She said, "Im kain sha'ati shes kochi b'lo yismuchuni." If I use my own strength now, what strength will I leave for myself in the future? Okay. Something more. Holding by the Haperlim Shtayim B'Shabbos, eight lines up from the bottom. For the Merkashas, it says Parlim are twice a week. It's a mitzvah. But Tanya, Parlim Achaz B'Shabbos, it's once a week, the workers. So since they're in the city, so they're working hard, so they even though they're home every night, they don't have a chiv every night, but they're available. And kan ba'isim malacha b'irakeris, if they're out of the town, they come home for Shabbos, or they come home once, so their chiv is once a week. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Parlam Shtayim B'Shabbos, we met the Marmurim, Ba'isim Malacha B'Iran, Ba'isim Malacha B'Iracheris, Achaz B'Shabbos. Zot the Gemara. Chamorim Achaz B'Shabbos. So this is the question which Amarle Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labaya. So Ichul Tana Lashminan Tayo Lepoyo. So we have this machlokes in the Mishnah, how long you have to wait. Or how long is a wait which is acceptable, that he's not mechuyev to divorce his wife because of that. Meshami says 2 weeks, Basila says 1 week. Then the Mishnah starts saying the chiyev oino, and it says the tailim Rebbe Chayyim, the parolim is Shtayim B'Shabbos, the chamorim is Achaz B'Shabbos, and the gemalim and saponim. Right, so. So the Bor says, "Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labaya Ichvul Tana Lashmin and Tayel Lepoil." So it comes out this halacha only applies to the case of the tayel and the poil. So we have this whole discussion where there are many people doesn't apply to. Okay. So Amalei, lo, this halacha of 1 week or 2 weeks is not just applying to tile and pile. Akulu is going on the case of the chamor and the gamol and the sapon as well. So Morris says, what do you mean? His key writer is once every 6 months. He makes an editor, not for a week. Why should he have to divorce her? Some more answers. Psychologically, a person is much more comfortable if they haven't eaten, but they have bread in their basket. They're much more comfortable than the person who doesn't have bread in their basket. Even though they both end up at the end having food, and they both end up eating the same amount at the same times. But the fact that they feel comfortable that they have it makes a big difference. So the person's fasting, knowing he has bread to eat at the end, the person is fasting, knowing, taking, he doesn't have bread, even though he really does, is able to get, but the psychologically, it's much, the fast is much harder. So we hear a woman who the husband's made the netter, so she can't sit there and contemplate the possibility maybe her husband will come home early and he'll be available, as opposed to the woman who says, you know, he might just come home. Okay. Amalei Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan Labaya. So the question which we asked, Chamar Benasa Gomel Mai. So they got married when he was a Chamor. So his chiyuv, we said, is once a week. So she expects him once a week, and now he wants to change to become a gamal, which is 30 days. Does he have a right to do that? Arguing that they get paid better. So Amalei wrote to Isha Bekav Vitiflis Measar Kavan Uprishus. A woman would prefer to have less and be more promiscuous than have more money and be and have precious. So therefore, he doesn't have a right to do this without her rishus. Right? He can't say, well, yeah, but yeah, she wants it because it's more money. That he doesn't have a right to do that. So Rashi.
Even if it, okay.
Okay, Be'iram Shtayim B'Shabbos. Zekrashi, if he's local, so then it's twice a week. Ichlo Tana Lashvin entire Lepoil. So Tana the Sosim Le'el, the Tana of the Reish of the Mishnah, who's presented this without qualification, and he said Hamadur Ishtay B'Sil Armir Shabbos Achas. B'Sil says it's 1 week. That doesn't apply lo b'sapin, lo b'gamel, lo b'chamar, lo b'tmin chachamim. So he made this net that they can't be together for a whole week, and all of a sudden he has to divorce. Well, it means at the end of the week they'll be together, so that's not any different what the Talmud Chacham normally does anyway. Sherei af chamar and also achas b'shabbos. It doesn't make any sense. So now it's from Shiva to Shmoyna. That doesn't make sense. So where does it apply? It applies only to the person who's supposed to be every night or twice a week. So the Tana presents his whole machloikas, etc. And only it doesn't apply in many, many cases. It's not mistaber. Koshken gamo basapun emeklal hazeh. So it comes out, the Gamal Sapan are not included. So Emaklal Azad, this sheet of Beis Hillel only makes sense, El Atayel Apoyel. Hoysim Malacha B'Iroi, a tile and a poil is working in the city. Shadarkim L'Sham Ashtayim B'Shabbos, and now he made the netter that they can't do that.
In each of these jobs where he works longer and he's going farther and farther, does he make more and more?
Not necessarily. But, you know, in the case
so
of the
what
of the
would
stop
be the advantage of taking the new job? Okay, man.
In the case, well, the case of the more was that from a Chamer to a Gamel, you make more money. But I can't tell you sailors make more money necessarily. I don't know.
Right. But like, do they make the most, the sailors? Yeah.
Fine. So he said, no, it's not only by the case of the tile of the pile. Akulu goes in all the cases of the Mishnah. Nami kamer layede neder yosu mishabasachas loy, and neder more than a week, they have to get divorced. Aye. Morris says, he's not around anyway. But loy neder shisha chadashim kamer besaponim. Without the netter, it might be once every 6 months. That's the chiyuv by a sapon. So enadoyim. So Dr. Ashi, enadoyim, a person who's fasting, It's not comparable. The person, Mishayesh to Pasu Sal, he has bread in the basket. He knows at the end of the time he's told what to eat. The person who doesn't know to expect that. Afkan, with below netter, if there's no netter, Daita Noichel Labala, she's comfortable waiting her husband. Kashema Yaba Besechazman, because he might come at any time. When he comes back, they'll be Mishamish. So she's no longer awaiting him. Okay. This is like a shul chamar. They got married when he was a chamar. Does he have a right to switch to become a gamal? Shaloi b'shus without her permission. So the question is, havracha adifalei siyis asher. Even he's going to gain financially from it. Is that what she would prefer? So he's right to assume that she's agreeable. Is it better for her? So Chazal said she'd rather have a kavatiflis liyos bala ima, to have her husband available to her regularly. Misar kabin liyos asher 10 times as much financially, but the husband's not available. Mistake of our modern society.
What?
Okay.
What? Society.
Yeah. The woman wants the emotional connection to the husband more than she wants the money. Okay. Hasaponim achas l'shisha chadashim diri Rav Eliezer. So the Mishnah went through this whole list and said diri Rav Eliezer. So zot the more of. So these times which the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Shita, are halacha. Amaravada Brahava Amarav, Zudire Rabbi Eliezer, he comes and qualifies that these. Are true, but the Mishnah said that the Tamidim Yotzim Tamatar Shlomer Shus Shloshim Yom. So, the Tamatar basically Moshanim Shlomer Shus. They can go for not just for 30 days, but for multiple years. Okay. Omer Rava. Samchu Rabbanan Adar of Ada Bar Ahava. So if the Chachamim say like that, so we pass it to the Chachamim. So the Tamidim in our generation, Rabbi says, were accepted Rav Ada Bar Ahava's version and they relied on that. Vav the Ubda Ben Avshayu, and they took they went like him. The Mor says that Rabbi Chumi would come to learn by Rabbi in the city of Mechusa. Havi Rabbi the Havi Osi Lebeisei Kol Mali Yom Kippuri. He would come home every year, every Yom Kippur. Yom Echad, one day, I mean, it's 1 year on that day, Meshachtei Shemaita. So he got the sugya he was dealing with was extended. He got, he didn't leave in time. Have a Masachya Devesu. His wife was looking out and saying, Hashta Osi, Hashta Osi. Now he's coming, now he's coming. Loyosa. So the Mor says Cholish Taita. She felt very bad. Achis dim osa me'eno. She started crying. Havi Yosef be'igro. He was sitting on the roof. Afchis igro me to say the roof caved in. It broke down. Menoch nafshe. And. Okay. What? Lashon of looking. She was looking out. So if you're ma'an, if you're causing pain to somebody, it's dangerous. Okay. So Morris says they relied on that to do that, to stay for a longer period of time. He went over that. But they're doing it. V'nafshayu, they're taking their lives into their own hands. It's dangerous. Okay. Zakrashi. Didn't really answer. It's going back on the whole Mishnah, but it's not just limited to the case of the Saponim, which is what it quoted for the last phrase of the Mishnah, but it's really going back at everything in the Mishnah. Ravana Rava says, Zudi Rav Eliezer, Hanach Oynas, the Shirim of the Oynas, and also the Halakha of Riyotzi Yishlab Rishus, the Masnisan, that those that have a right to leave without permission. That's Rav Eliezer. That they can go for 30 days. But the Chachamim say 2 or 3 years. So Rava says, Samchi Rabbanan. Hatamidim Shibadarenu. Nowadays, the Tamidim, Samchim al Devorim, they rely on Ravada Bra'ava's version of the Chachamim. You'll be Yotzin Shlab Rishus, they go Shlab Rishus. Rabbi Uvda Kavosei, they do like, they follow Ravada Bra'ava's version, Ben Avshayu, at the peril of their own life. Vubalahem, Litumahem, the Foshis, this doing so is potentially endangering their lives. Shinoshim Umesim, they can be punished. Masachya is Targum Shel Mitzapa. She was awaiting him. She was looking out, awaiting him. Okay. Zodig Mora. Oynash Hatamid Chachamim Amos. When is the proper time for Oynash for Talmud Chacham? So Amar Rehuda Amar Shmuel Me'erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos means the Friday night, the evening of Shabbos. Okay. The Mora says Asher Priyor Yitain Bitoi. Amar Rehuda Yitaimer Rav Huna Yitaimer Rav Nachman Zamashamish Mitosim Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Okay. Yehuda Bray the Rav Chia Chasid Rav Yana Yehava. Rav Yana's daughter married Rav Yehuda Bray the Rav Chia. Rav Chia's son Rav Yehuda. Havi Ozo Be Yosef Be Rav. He sat and learned in Yeshiva. V'chol Be Shimshi. Every Arab Shabbos Havi Ozo Le Beis. He would come home. He was such a tzaddik that there would be a pillar of fire which would be coming in front of him. One Erev Shabbos, he got involved in the sugya. So she was waiting for seeing him, and you would see the sign of the pillar of fire coming ahead of him. So before you would see him, you would see that siman. Armaluhu Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai told to his daughter and the family, Kifumi Tosoi. We have to assume that he died. So a person who was in a velus, there's something called kfiya samita. They would turn the bed upside down. We don't do this nowadays because our beds are different. But So they would bend it over and would sleep on the backside. So we have to assume.
What aspect? Why don't we do it? You say we're different.
Our beds don't function like that. So do kviyas amita shemala Yehuda kayim lo bitul enosay. So Rabbiana assumed that there's no way he couldn't not come home and be mekayim mitzvah. So it must be that he died. So it's time to do avelus. Now the truth is he was alive, but he had gotten involved in the sugya and he had not come home. But once Rabbiana said that, Havoy, it functions like the pasuk in Kehelis. So the ruler says to do something, even if it says the wrong thing to do, but once the ruler says it, it's done. So when Rabbi Yannai said, it must be that Yehuda is not alive anymore. So that functioned like this command of the leader, which is done, whether it's correct or not. So Yehuda died. Okay. Rabbi Easek Le Devrei Bei Rabbi Chia. Rabbi was trying to arrange a marriage between his son and from the family of Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia's daughter. When they came to the point where they wanted to write the ksuba, which means to go ahead with the chasna, noch nafsha dravisa, the young woman died. Rabbi said, chas shalom psula ika. Maybe that the reason why it didn't go forward is because there's a sign that there was a psul, that they shouldn't be married together, and that's why from Shemayim they prevented it from happening. So yesivu v'ayinu b'mishpachas. So they went and they looked back through the family history, and they realized the following: Rabbi Osi mishafatio ben Avital. Rechia Osi mi Shimi Achi David. Rebbe came from one of the sons of David. Was he had a wife Avital, and they had a son Shvatya, and that's where Rebbe came from. Whereas Reb Chia came from the Shimi, the brother of David, and that was not considered proper that somebody who's from base David should marry out. Okay. Also, the Asikle the Brei Bei Reb Yossi Ben Zimra. So he made the arrangements for his son to marry for the daughter of Reb Yossi Ben Zimra. They arranged for a 12-year. They made the shidduch. But there was a 12 years. He had a right to go away to learn. So Morris says that that I guess Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra achafua kamei brought his daughter to pass in front of I guess Rebbe's son. Amaluhu, so the son said, Nehevi Shishinin. He saw her beauty and he said, you know what, let's cut it down to 6 years. Achavua came, so they brought her again. Amaluhu, Ichnis Vahadu Ezel. You know what? Why don't we get first do the chasna and then I'll go to learn? Havakomiksuf Meavua. So, but he was embarrassed that because of the beauty, he was he'd rather be with her than go to learn. So that was embarrassing. So he was worried about the reaction of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. Amalei b'ni, he said, no, das kein yesh b'cho. You're acting in an intelligent way, like Kodesh Baruch Hu says to do. Where do you see that? Mikara ksiv tvi emoi v'situ emoi, that the Baruch Hu says, I'll bring you into Eretz Yisrael, and then we're going to find a place to dwell. So ksiv v'asali mikdash v'shachati b'sachom, he says, why wait to Eretz Yisrael? Let's get together now. Let's have the mikdash and be together now. Okay. Also, Yosef Tarti Sarishni Beberav. So he went to learn for 12 years.
Last thing will be in this parasha.
Yeah. Ad also, by the time he came home, is the Akra Debase, whose wife became an Akara. I'm a Rebbe. So Rebbe said, hey Chinaba, what should we do? Nigrisha, to divorce her? Yarmu, we can't have it said, Aniyazu Lashav Shimra, she was willing to wait for 12 years, and this poor woman, then he throws her out. So Ninsev Insach Ritus, but he wants to have children. So she marry a second wife. Yarmuzu Ishta Bazu Zanasa. So he'll say that one is for having a wife, and the other, and this one is that he should be able to have pleasure with her. That's not nice either for her. So Boyala Rachami Vitsiya. So Rebbe said, the only solution I have is a daven for her, and she should be healed, and she was healed. Zok Rashi. Meir Shabbos. Shul Leil Tainug Ushvisa Banos Aguf. Leil Shabbos is the proper time, because it's a day of pleasure and resting. So Riyana said, "Cover me, Tosi. Kedasa misablim. We have to turn over the bed, like the halacha of a person who's in a vavelus. The chiyavim mekviyas amita, because we have to assume he didn't come. It's because he died. Yasek the brei lahasi bita shel Reb Chiya. He was trying to arrange that they should marry Reb Chiya's daughter. So the girl died. He said, Ikapsula shlohayu mehuganim lezivug echad. They weren't proper to be married together." So Rebbe came from Shrata ben Avital. Ben David, he was David's son. Avital Shem Eshes David, and Avital was one of David's wives. Rechia Osim Ishimi, he only came from the brother. Mizel Psul, Rebbe Hoyam in base David. Lahoyasa Bas Abom Ishimi, Hagenis Livnoish, Lahoyasa Bas Malachim. So he was a Ben Melech, and she wasn't a Bas Malachim. So they shouldn't be married together. So they made arrangements with Beri Yosef ben Zimra. Pasul Tartish Sori Shnin Karim Sheikhdus, that before they have the Ludu Erisin, and they'll wait 12 years before they do the Suwan. Achavua Kamei Havir Anar Lifnei Achas, and they brought the young woman to the Chasim. He says, let's do it now. So he said, "Das kenech yesh b'cho." What you're doing is like you have the wisdom of your Creator. He said, "The harkik zman kupasay." Originally, Rishon also said, "Let's wait till we do the chuppah." Because of Rikirva, and then he changed it and did it much earlier. Miroiv chibas kalosa, because of his desire to be, as it were, with his kala, Kaisel being the kala. To be Shivoyo le'eretz, v'achach yivnu le'mikdash. So the psukim say that we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's where we're going to bring, build the makam for the Shekhinah. V'saif Omer v'asalei mikdash b'midbar. He said, let's do it now. So she waited. Iakrim, she came in Akara. Nasis Akara. Kach derech o'emnis eser shanim b'loi ba'al. The Gemara says in Yavamah that a woman waits for 10 years without a husband, so that can happen. They're not able to have children. So Rebbe davened for her that she should be healed. So the Gemara, Rebbe Chananya ben Chachinoy, have a ka'ozul lebe rav, shili hilule drushim v'yachoy. After the celebration of Rosh Hashanah Yechoy, Sir Chananya ben Chachinoy was leaving to yeshiva, and Rosh Hashanah Yechoy told him, "Amar le'Yakiv li adi osi badoch, wait for me, I'll come with you." Okay. So he didn't wait for him. He left. So was finishing off his Shev Brachas, his Shiva Shemayim Mishnah. He said, wait for me. Okay. Loye Akvale, he didn't wait. Also, Yosef Tarti Sari Shni Bibei Rav. So he went away for 12 years. Ad osi ishtanu shili demasa. Before he came back, they had changed the pattern of the roads in the city. He didn't know how to get to his house. He couldn't find the way to his house. So also Yosef Aguda de Nahari went to sit by the river banks. Shamal Ha'Ravisa to have a Korilo Bas Kachinoi Muli Kosech Vata Nezel. So there was a young girl coming to get water, and he heard them calling out to her, the daughter of Kachinoi, fill up your pitcher and come back. Amr Shomino, hi Ravisa Didon, this young girl must be my daughter. Also Basra. So he followed the daughter home. Havisiva Devesu, the wife was sitting Kanala Kimcha, she was grinding up flour, making flour. Dol Eino, she lifted up her eyes. Chazise, she saw her husband. Savi Liba, Parach Rucha, so her sudden appearance, her heart saw, and her ruach flew out of her body. Amr Lefana was.
She died.
What? Parach Rucha. Her Ruach flew out of her body. Amr Lefana. So, Chananya ben Chachinoy said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the world, Ani Zu Zu Zeschara. That this is what she deserves after waiting for so many years that she should die. So boy rachmi Allah v'chaya. He davened and she brush and brought her back to life. Rav Chama Barbisa also Yosef Tarti Sorishni b'Beim Joshua. So again, Rav Chama Barbisa went 12 years in yeshiva. He also, when he came home, Omer Loi Eabed Kid Abed Bar Chachinoy. I'm not going to make the same mistake that Bar Chachinoy did. Ozel Yosef b'Midrasha. So he went to the local Beis Medrash and sat down. Sholokh Lebeise, and he sent a messenger over to his house. Okay. So, also, Rav Oshia Berei, so Rechom Rabisa's son, who was Rav Oshia, which came, the wife sent the son. The father did not recognize the son. Yosef Kamei. So he was asking questions. He saw that this young man over here was very, very smart. He felt very bad. Maybe if I'd stayed home, so I would have had such a son. All the basic, he went home. All Bray, then the son came in afterwards. He's still not realizing there was a son. Come, Keme, so the father stood up for this Tamachachim. Have a summer, the Mishalei Shmaitza Kaboy. He thought that this young man had followed him because he wanted to ask a question on the learning. Amalei Devesu, his wife said to Mika, Abba, Dekoy, Mikami Bure, Mikami Bura, the father doesn't stand up for a son. Okay, so Morris is, then he realized it was his own son. Kori Alei, Rami Barachoma, so Rami Barachoma applied to this story, the Pasuk, Kuta Meshulosh, Lobe Beher, you know, take. A three-ply cord doesn't break easily. Who is that? Zur of Oshia, Benosha of Chama Bar Bisa. So there was three generations that Reb Bisa, Reb Chama, and Reb Oshia, three generations of Tamil Chachama. Okay. Well, let's hold it here.